Now, here's a pretty neat song by a fella named Brian Spar. It's called Hanging On.
I've been wrestling for a long, long time, trying to get these demons off my back. No matter how I try, I just can't get my head on straight. But I keep hanging on. Yeah, I keep hanging on. I trip and stumble, fall down on my face again. I can barely bring myself back to my feet. No matter how my muscles ache, no matter if my bones may break, I keep hanging on. Yeah, I keep hanging on. 'Cause I am a broken man. I'm tired from the inside out. You see, left to give, but I'm clinging to the truth. Yes, I'm clinging to the truth that Jesus lives. I can't explain why all this stuff is happening, and I pray that someday soon we'll bring relief. But it's hope that keeps me going, and it's truth that brings me life. So I keep hanging on. Yeah, I keep hanging on. 'Cause I am a broken man. I'm tired from the inside out. You see, nothing left to give, but I'm clinging to the truth. Yes, I'm clinging to the truth that Jesus lives. I'm tripping on my dusty feet. I'm weary from this road, and I wonder if I'll ever make it home. Legs, well, they are aching from the marrow of my bones, but I know that I am gonna make it home. 'Cause I am a broken man. I'm tired from the inside out. It seems that I've got nothing left to give, but I'm clinging to the truth. Yes, I'm clinging to the truth that Jesus lives.
Keep on coming.
Man, I'm tired of being right.
Let me out of this thing.
Well, here we are again. It's time for...
quote and unquote.
What's he talking about?
This is not to make fun of anyone. This is to make fun of everyone.
This is a reminder to all of humanity. We're all human.
Scene one, Apple, take one.
I bet he's no Wheaties.
Quote and unquote.
We're going to pick right up where we left off in this special foot-in-mouth version of quote-unquote for this month with a fellow by the name of Robert Goddard. Now, some folks won't know who Robert Goddard is and others will, but he brought revolutionary discoveries concerning rockets and how they would work. But here's what a 1921 New York Times editorial said. Professor Goddard does not know the relation between action and reaction, and the need to have something better than a vacuum against which to react. He seems to lack the basic knowledge handed out in high schools.
3, 2, 1, 0.
A fellow named Arthur Jones had an idea to make a system that would create muscles in those who work out, but do it on an even keel. And he went to look for investors, and he got this reply. You want to have consistent and uniform muscle development across all of your muscles? It can't be done. It's just a fact of life. You have to accept inconsistent muscle development as an unalterable condition of weight training. That gets the remove the foot from the mouth sound simply because Arthur Jones went on to solve that unsolvable problem by inventing the Nautilus weight training system. In 1962, Decca Recording Company rejected a recording contract with a band from England by saying, "We don't like their sound, and guitar music is on the way out." The band?
Do you want to know a secret?
That's right, none other than the Beatles. Ouch. For at least one time in his life, Gary Cooper had to remove his foot out of his mouth when he said this. I'm just glad it'll be Clark Gable who's falling on his face and not Gary Cooper. He said that after turning down the leading role in Gone with the Wind. And Irving Fisher, a professor of economics, Yale University in 1929, couldn't imagine the stock market ever falling backwards in value. And he said this, stocks have reached what looks like a permanently high plateau.
Next up, the Great Depression.
Now, Pierre Pache, professor of physiology at Toulouse in 1872, had an opinion about Louis Pasteur's ideas that led to the invention of penicillin. Professor Pache said, Louis Pasteur's theory of germs is ridiculous fiction. Staying on a medical theme for a moment, Sir John Eric Ericsson, appointed surgeon extraordinaire to Queen Victoria in 1873, said this, the abdomen, the chest, and the brain will forever be shut to the intrusion of wise and humane surgeons. And Charles Duell, Commissioner of United States Office of Patents, in 1899 said, everything that can be invented has been invented. And to finish off our foot-and-mouth syndrome version of quote-unquote this month, three statements concerning flying machines. The first one from Lord Kelvin, who was President, Royal Society in 1895. He said, heavier-than-air flying machines are impossible. Orville Wright said, no flying machine will ever fly from New York to Paris. And Marshal Ferdinand Foch, a professor of strategy, said, airplanes are interesting toys, but of no military value. Folks, we'll see you next time around on
Quote, Unquote.